Hello, my dears. My name is Joanna, and I welcome you to Johanna Takone's The Deconstruction of CPTSD podcast. In this episode, we will talk about moving forward in your healing journey, or how to know if you're not. As in, am I slowing down because I need to, or am I just lazy? That is a good question that likely many ask themselves, including me. Since pacing and managing your energy is such a crucial point, it is important that we know. So let us talk about it. I usually say in my podcast that you should slow down and take a break, more so than the other way around. The reason is rather simple. Securing from PTSD is a hell of a marathon, and everyone wants to be done with it as soon as possible, which includes me and the reason I feel like I have to. But while I have briefly broached the subject, I never really went into the question how you know you are moving forward, which is a rather important point. Of course, I will once again only make more general statements, as this topic of course depends on many factors, as usual. One of them being the size of the topic and of course your situation in general. If everything is on fire, there is simply less movement. In general, it is always best to have a sort of diary, as it is the best way to document your progress and compare yourself to your past self, as mentioned before. But I of course understand why people can't do that, and that it even can be dangerous to have these thoughts lying around. The good news is that it isn't needed. This comparison is a lot easier to make. You just need to know where to look. First, we talk about having the same response, then trigger response despite making progress, and about one trigger not moving forward does not mean no progress. One of the easiest ways to figure out if you are stuck is by checking if you keep having the same response, be it a trigger, trauma, behavior, outbursts, emotions, opinions, and so on. That also includes your dreams, especially dreams. If you keep having the same dream again and again, that means you're probably stuck. And I mean the same dream, not just the same topic. For example, about the family relative you lost. Like seeing them in different settings and situations is the same topic. If situation and setting remain the same, you are likely stuck. During our healing journey, we resolve issues by taking them apart from multiple angles, so it is completely normal to be stuck at the same topic for a while, which makes it a lot easier to figure out. All you need to do is see if your response to something changed, even just slightly. As long as that happens, you are moving forward, even if you are taking a break. Usually the strongest noticeable change happens during breaks, as we talked about recently. Did a song or movie or the like make you cry? Go back and see if your response changed, which is one of the easiest ways to check if you made progress. It is also important to note that just because a topic is still a trigger to you, that it doesn't mean you are not making progress. Some triggers are just huge or have very deep roots or the like. Sometimes the removal just takes a lot of time. That is the moment you have to be more precise and look for details. Did something change? Did my reaction change? Did some variations of the topic don't trigger me anymore or differently? It is best to break down a big topic into smaller pieces to see progress faster, if you can, that is. Otherwise, it is wise to write down your reactions and come back after a while and see if anything changed. Then there is the point where the trigger truly isn't moving forward a bit, But that doesn't mean there is no progress. We sadly don't get to decide when our brain works on which problem. Often we can't see which one is being worked on until there is change. Sometimes there's a good reason for that. For example, when the trigger is buried under other topics. This way we can see the issue but have no way of resolving it. Our brain does not work like on an office schedule. It does what it does, when it does, and whatever way it does it. So it is completely normal for your brain to pick up topics and working on them when you're not even aware that those were actually an issue in the first place. That is why it is so important to give the brain some space to do the things and just regularly check if something changes, or be attentive and on the lookout to things around you having or starting to have a different effect on you. Circle logic, self-pity, self-fulfilling prophecies, and the like are your worst enemies, and the reason you need to check. Because usually, as long as the brain has the tools, it usually tries to seek out the problems and removes them. That was it for today's episode. I hope you found it helpful. Hope you are safe and well. And, as always, if you have any questions or feedback and the like, please let me know at contactme@johannatakonis.com. More information and transcript you can find, as usually, under johannatakonis.com/podcast/ and links are in the description. I hope to see you next time. Watch yourselves and have a wonderful time.